Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town. A daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighborhoods from the neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Corey Shearer of the Ashton Fire Department, and we will talk with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
No debt or low debt after graduation? Sound good? Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. Average tuition cost at NCC is about $6,000 versus $30,000 a year at a private college or university. You do the math. It's kind of a no-brainer. And NCC offers $250,000 in scholarship money every year. Don't forget about the Future Ready Iowa program and the opportunity for free college tuition. Yes, I said free. Online or on campus. At NCC, your success is our story.
Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. In studio with me this morning is Corey Shearer of the Ashton Fire Department. Good morning. Thanks for coming down this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off talking about, before we get into the subject du jour, which is the upcoming pancake supper, let's talk a little bit about the Ashton Fire Department. How many folks are comprise the fire department?
About 15 right now.
15. And, yep. And is that a full complement or?
Yeah. Well, we can. I think we can have up to 20 or so. But yes, as much as we can get.
And if you're like everybody else, you're always looking for volunteers anyway. Right. If somebody would be interested in volunteering, how do they go about doing that?
Getting a hold of any of the firemen. Actually, we can discuss that in a meeting. Get you to come down and you know, you got to present your case and where you're at in town, and if you're staying, if you're going. We definitely look for guys for long term.
Sure. I would guess that in a town like Ashton, one of the challenges would be fully staffing the fire department in the daytime.
Right. Yep. Some of us are in town. A lot of us come from out of town, even living out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, just trying to get people there at any time.
And a lot of the ones that work or live in town don't work there. So,
right.
You know, I can see how that would be a challenge. Now, I'm not familiar, so does Ashton run an ambulance as well?
They do. They call it the ACES.
Okay.
Yep.
Ashton
Community Emergency
Service.
I would guess. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
That's what they're called now. Okay. Let's look ahead a little bit to next Wednesday, the 20th, the Ashton Fire Department holding a pancake supper. Tell me all about that.
Every year, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the week Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we have a pancake sausage supper. So it's where the community can come down, support us, and we love to serve up custom pancakes from snowmen to Mickey Mouse, you know, anything we can kind of come up with. Kids love it. Get a little smile out of them, a little chuckle, and yes, you know.
And the lady of the house doesn't have to cook. And the husband didn't have to do dishes.
So right.
that's a good thing as well. We're going to talk more with Corey about some of the things that are financed by this pancake supper. We'll do that right after we do this.
Citizens Day Bank of Shelton and Boynton is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens Day Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens Day Bank of Shelton and Boynton, a real community bank and member FDIC.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We are talking with Corey Shearer of the Ashton Fire Department about the Pancake Supper next Wednesday, rather, the 20th of November at the Ashton Community Building from 5 to 7. Doesn't seem possible. Thanksgiving is like less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
But, where's this year gone? Yeah. What are some of the things that the proceeds from the Pancake Supper are going to go for?
Every year we try to, you know, hone into what we need, some of the old equipment that we need to get replaced. But this year is for extrication equipment, our old cutters and spreaders, and our ram is also all connected to a hose, a hydraulic mm-hmm. hose. This year we're going to try and raise funds to battery powered, just a little more modern, and we're not tied to a leash anymore. So,
yeah.
You know, as technology keeps going, it gets further away and yeah, we need some new equipment.
And the equipment, first of all, it does wear out. And even if it doesn't wear out, it age causes it to become somewhat obsolete. And, of course, when you're talking about the ram and the cutter and the what most people think of or refer to that would be the jaws of life.
Right.
Yeah. So this is very important equipment that lets the fire department help people on accident scenes, and not just car accident scenes, but there are other lots of other places where you use that equipment as well.
Yep, they're very powerful tools. So let's say a lot of accident scenes, but yeah, pulling or let's say at the break into a building,
mm-hmm.
So we can hook a chain to it and use that ram as a driver to push through, or the spreaders, and we can actually reverse it so it's coming in and yep, use it as a powerful tool.
I've always been impressed with firefighters. You guys are some of the most ingenious people around, and I say that because you can come up on very short notice with some ideas to, well, like you say, breach buildings or what have you, that most people would never think of.
Yeah, I'd say the the area we live here in Iowa with all of our farmers and whatnot we get for volunteers is definitely coming up and using our open minds and, you know, anything we can to get the job done. So
do you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Do you know about how many calls a year you guys get?
I don't. This year I've been pretty fortunate. As we were talking on the break that, you know, we don't want to have a call, but then again, as firemen, we like to go help the community. But no, I don't know exactly. Seems a couple every month. I know Sheldon's a lot more busy than we are.
Well, it's a little slightly larger community. But Ashton Fire Department, next Wednesday night, the 20th of November at the Ashton Community Center, the annual Pancake and Sausage Supper. Donations will help fund new extrication equipment. It's a free will donation. You can pay by cash. You can pay by check. You can pay by Venmo. Whatever works for you, just show up 5 to 7 next Wednesday night at the Ashton Community Building. That's a really nice facility, by the way.
Yes, it is.
It's, I hate to phrase it just this way, but it's not necessarily something you'd expect to find in a town the size of Ashton.
Yep. Yeah, it works for all events, too. So if you're interested in that, you can get a hold of Andy as well.
Yeah, we were just up there for a dinner theater production a week or two ago. So, yeah, and back in the old days, I have played probably hundreds of wedding dances in that building. So the wonderful facility, the Ashton Community Center, right downtown. You can't miss it then. That's 5 to 7 next Wednesday night.
Couple shout-outs, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Well, CFE last year donated the sausage, so we love their continued support for us. Nunez Dairy out of Sibley also donated the milk, so looking for continued support there. Thank you, guys.
Fantastic. What else you want to say about the supper, the fire department, or almost anything?
Nope. Just want to thank the community and everybody for coming out. Hopefully you can enjoy next Wednesday night's pancake supper.
All righty. Thanks for coming in. That's Corey Shearer from the Ashton Fire Department. We will be back on Talk of the Town after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Nick Liskeen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side and the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Thank you for joining us for Talk of the Town today. Talk of the Town is brought to you every Monday through Friday morning at this time by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town, here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.